Finally today, Sunday marks Nowruz, the Persian New Year. It's a time of celebration and music. For many young Iranian Americans, that means tuning into a new generation of bands that sing in Persian. As Cyrus Farivar reports, some of those bands got their start with the help of an Iranian-American lawyer in Los Angeles.
Like most Persians, Kia Cameron likes to talk. And from the moment I step into his office, he can't say enough about one of his new clients, Pomplamoose. They're a young duo from the San Francisco Bay Area. They gained a following online before their first album came out. He pulls up their song, Expiration Date, on YouTube.
Waiting for nothing to start, it's getting late. Why don't we call it a day? I could easily go for a drink.
This is a band that's going against the grain. They have reached a network of fans on their own. 240,000 subscribers is no small number. The Black Eyed Peas on YouTube have 130,000 subscribers. What's happening is YouTube is now replacing your CD player.
A year and a half ago, a friend sent Cameron a YouTube link of Pomplamoose on his Facebook page. Cameron was hooked and fired them off an email.
Hi guys, great stuff. The YouTube vids are completely original. Downloading the album now. Let me know if I can be of any assistance here yonder. Very low key. My signature line says attorney at law. My website says tune law.
Now, Cameron represents them. Cameron was born in Iran in the early 1970s. He moved with his family to Fresno in 1979, when many Iranians left in the aftermath of the Islamic Revolution. As a teenager in 1980s California, he fell in love with music and the music industry. After college, he became a talent agent, then decided to get a law degree in copyright and trademark law. Now he represents bands like Abjiz, also discovered on YouTube. Abjiz is an Iranian band made up of two sisters who live in New York and Sweden. They did their first U.S. tour last December. And in fact, Abjiz was the first Iranian band to play the famous nightclub on L.A.'s Sunset Boulevard, the Roxy.
I played agent there. I booked that show for them. I did all of the deal-making for them because I have an agency background and brought them out here. It didn't make me any money. But in 5 years, in 10 years, in 15 years, hopefully they'll be playing the Hollywood Bowl every year.
Even though Abjiz's music is banned in Iran, many younger Iranians continue to find it online and pass it around. That could make Cameron persona non grata should he ever try to go back to Iran. But he's not really worried about that. His main concern is helping bands make money, and that means playing in the U.S. Cameron says only 10% of the people he represents are Iranian or Iranian-American. But being Iranian-American himself gives him a leg up in terms of going after bands from his home country. And not just bands. These days, Cameron represents people like comedian Maz Jobrani, who toured as part of the Axis of Evil comedy group.
I was 6 years old when I came to this country. And when you first come to this country, you try and blend in as much as you can. So I would do whatever it took to blend in. I would play baseball. I would eat apple pie. I would eat apple pie while playing baseball.
Jobrani says it doesn't hurt that Cameron can bridge the Iran-U.S. cultural divide. Jobrani says he used to have non-Iranians represent him, but when he performed for Iranian groups, he'd sometimes get complaints. Things like,
your representative's really rude. And I'm like, oh boy, like they don't know that there's this whole formality that Persians go through and stuff. And like, you know, you got to treat them in a certain way and blah, blah, blah. Whereas like with Kia, you know, he's got the background, so he knows how to deal.
And dealing is what Cameron does. Oh, and that band Pomplamoose? They just made the cover of SF Weekly last month. It's not Rolling Stone, but they're set to go on their first ever tour later this year. For The World, I'm Cyrus Farivar, Los Angeles.
That's Pomplamoose with their cover, Single Ladies. From the Nan and Bill Harris studio at WGBH in Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening. I'm in the club, I just broke up.